Our next public hearing is change of zone number 1631, Garrett W. Herring Real Estate LLC.
This is an application to amend the comprehensive zoning map from an AR1 agriculture residential district to a B1 neighborhood business district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, the land lying southeast of Route 24, 1,000 feet northeast of Love Creek, and to be located on 1 acre or more or less. For the benefit of the commission, I'm passing down a copy of the site plan that was originally went for the conditional use on this property for a chiropractic office. I have a couple of agency comments. First one being from Kelsey State Planning Coordination. This is a letter of exemption from the PLUS process. It's addressed to myself, thanking us for the opportunity to consider the rezoning and proposed construction project within the environmentally sensitive district of Sussex County. Although the standing memorandum of agreement between our offices would require this project to go through the PLUS process, our office based our decision or discussion with the developer and the members of your office as well as site review. This office feels the proposed project is in keeping with the adjacent proposed and existing land use activities and will not require the project to be seen by the PLUS process. And that's signed by Brian Hall, principal planner. He is our circuit rider for the county. From the Department of Transportation and dated June 26th of 07, we have a support facilities report for showing the proposed AR1 to B1 rezoning. The road reference was John J. Williams Highway from the stoplight at Camp Arrowhead at Road 279 to stoplight at Cape Inlopen High School, or middle school, excuse me. There's an annual average daily traffic of 17,664 vehicles per day with a summer average of 23,080 vehicles per day. Traffic impact study was not recommended. The present level of service is level of service E, and the level of service will not change as a result of this application. The information sent to DLDOT was that this site is proposed to be a doctor's offices, or professional offices in a B1 district. From the Sussex Conservation District, in the form of a memorandum from Debbie Absher, District Coordinator, and dated November 8th, we are advised that the soil types are downer sandy loam and Herlock sandy loam, that the applicant would be required to follow recommended erosion and sediment control practices during any construction, that it also be required to maintain vegetation upon completion of any construction, that there are no storm flood hazard areas affected, no tax ditches affected, it will not be necessary for any off-site drainage improvements, and that the applicant would be required to follow any state sediment stormwater program guidelines during any construction. Attached to that was a copy of an aerial photo and soil map. And lastly, from the Sussex County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division, we are advised by memorandum that the site is not located in a county operated and maintained sanitary sewer district. The site is presently served by an individual on-site septic system. That conformity to the North Coastal Planning Area Study will be required, that the county is currently conducting the planning study for the North Coastal Study Area. The study is scheduled for completion in 2008. That the county does not have any schedule to provide service for this project at this time, and that a concept plan is not required. That was signed by John J. Ashman, Director of Utility Planning. Now, this is just for information. This site was originally a conditional use for a chiropractic office. We've had several, many probably, interested doctors, and since this site was approved as applied for the chiropractic office, it's anything it could be used for. They couldn't change it to a general practice or psychologist or even a physical therapist. So they had a problem being able to do anything but chiropractic. So that's the reason they're applying. So all I have, John.
All right, sir. We thank you. And is there anyone here representing this application this evening? All right, sir.
Good evening, Mr. Chairman and Commission members. My name is Garrett Herring, and I live at 215 Columbia Street, Milford, Delaware. I'm here tonight to request that rezoning on the property on Route 24. The reason I'm requesting that kind of deserves a little bit of background information. As I said, I live in Milford. I grew up in Milford. My mother was a high school teacher there until she retired and moved to Virginia. Raised my brother and I there. I went off to college and came back and set up my practice, and I've been there for about 13 years. My older brother went off to school and came back, and in 2000 we bought the property and set him up in a practice. I believe he was there for about a year or so. And I guess December of 2001, we headed down to my mom's for Christmas, celebrate the holidays. We made it to about a mile away from my mother's house, and a deer jumped out in front of his car, and he was killed. I was behind him and first on scene, so dealt with 911, emergency, and aid, and all that. Once they came, had the phone call to my mother to make. Needless to say, Christmas was a little rough and has been. But that has kind of forced my hand now, having two practices. I've stepped in about 9 days after his accident and started running mine in Milford and his. I think I ran them both for about 4 years. We did okay, but it just got to be a little bit much on me emotionally and physically, and I just said enough's enough. So about a year ago, I closed it down, put the house and the practice on the market in hopes of leasing or selling it. There's been quite a bit of interest. I think Mr. Lang said that a number of doctors and some attorneys have been interested, professionals. And that was when I realized that the zoning was incorrect and limited my options. So kind of forced my hand, and that's why I'm here tonight, to request that zoning change.
All right, sir. Well, we certainly appreciate your situation. We'll see if anyone has any questions for you. And we'll start with Mr. Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Herring, you say it was used for some time as a chiropractic office?
Yeah, I believe we opened it in 2000. I lost my brother in December of 2001, and I closed it about a little over a year ago. Actually, it was a year ago, August. So.
And it was used up until then as a chiropractic office?
Yeah, it was me running the office.
Okay. And did you or any of your patients have any trouble getting in and out of there, given the traffic situation?
No, sir, I did not.
And where was the parking used in when you had the practice?
It's still there. I guess it's on the
when you enter. It's still shown in. It's still in the back.
It's still right there in the back.
I noticed, last night and again this evening when I was by there, it's 24 is becoming quite a problem, as well as the close proximity that of this property to the bridge. I believe you're about the second or third house.
I think third, and that's after the entrance to the park.
To the marina or
to the marina or park, whatever is back there. So there's that.
Love Creek Marina and Mobile Home Community.
So before tonight, it's just a matter of making it more available in terms of a resale for a multiple.
I was hoping to lease it at one point, too, but you sell it, rent it, whatever.
And Mr. Robertson, if this is granted in terms of under this zoning request, what kind of allowances or permitted uses might be in a neighborhood business?
Well, give me a second.
I can probably say this in general. It's actually general offices, retail. It does not permit used car sales, mobile home sales, boat sales, mini storage, that type of thing.
It
doesn't include multifamily. It's pretty much strictly neighborhood type businesses. Right.
Like the nearby properties that are being used now as
a
day spa. There's a real estate office, I believe, and
a home sales right up the road.
Yeah,
each home.
It's pretty consistent with what's out there, really. Up and down the road, it's the same as what's
typically, if you look up and down the road, that would be a lot of, there's a lot of conditional uses out there.
On that side.
On that side.
I believe there's one on the other side.
But a lot of them would be very similar to what would be happening in a B1 zone anyway.
Right.
Thing, so.
Okay.
And I think
I just want to clarify the types of uses that could be used.
Good question.
County Council, within the past couple of years, just approved the one to the, what would be the north of it, I guess.
To Jason, too.
The one that the commission recommended for denial.
The B1.
Well, all right. Are you done?
I'm done, sir. Thank you.
Mr. Burton.
I have no questions.
Thank you. Mr. Gordy.
No question.
Mr. Smith.
No question.
Mr. Lang.
No question.
Mr. Kautz.
No question.
Mr. Abbott.
No question.
Council. You missed
it? I'm out of the room.
No. Oh, yeah. Well, you can't ask any. Council, anything?
No, just a reminder, that it is B1, so there's no conditions.
It is a change of zone, so it's just yes or no. So. Okay. All right, sir, we thank you. If you'll take a seat for a second, we'll see if there's anybody here that has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of change of zone 1631, Garrett W. Herring Real Estate, LLC? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use, to change of zone number 1631? Anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to spend the rest of your Thursday evening with us to see if we make a decision, or you may just prefer to call the office in the morning.